seven richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them meet and tingle the people way, one day them dead, then them not dead. But when them meet and tingle the people way, one day them dead, then them not dead. These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way for them to run people life. But a small price to be paid. They think they're red feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. But when them think then thing goes the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. When them think then thing goes another.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, July the 28th, 2013. Continuing with more current events, current affairs, we are in the spirit of Azar. We are in the spirit of understanding that all of us are the gods and the goddesses that we must seek. We are the Elohim. We are the children of the Most High God, Father, and the Most High Goddess, Mother Yahweh Yahovah, the principles of life and existence for all under and in the universe. The next issue, Halliburton admits to destroying Gulf spill evidence. Oil giant Halliburton has agreed to plead guilty to destroying evidence following the 2010 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Under the plea deal, Halliburton will pay the maximum fine and remain on probation for 3 years. These multinational corporations, they have a plea bargain fund. They know they're going to destroy the earth. They know they're going to do wicked things. They have that already set up in their plan yearly. So they have a fund for these things because they know that the monies and revenues that they make greatly and exorbitantly outweigh the little punk and weak monies that they set aside for fines. So we are Azar. We are Ezra. This is a time of desperation. And we are here to say that we are the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, and we must come together that we may control the earth. As Psalm 8 teaches us, we are made a little lower than the angels. That is the scientific study of the spirit of Christ housed in human flesh in the earth realm. Psalm 8 further states that we are to rule creation. So we are to be they who are the Elohim, gods and goddesses, rulers, judges, leaders, that we may control the multinational corporations ourselves and be the gods and the goddesses that will treat Mother Earth correctly and not work to destroy Mother Earth. Next issue. Hedge fund giant SAC accused of securities and wire fraud. Federal prosecutors have unveiled charges against the hedge fund giant SAC Capital Advisors for alleged securities and wire fraud. The indictment accuses SAC of enabling a massive insider trading scheme that reaped hundreds of millions of dollars in profit for the firm and its billionaire owner, Stephen Cohen. That word Cohen causes me to understand that Stephen is a Caucasian Jew, Caucasian European Jew, not the poor working class, but one of the elites. For over a decade, this man made millions of dollars. Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, said SAC's scheme was unprecedented in size for a U.S. hedge fund. Let us just say, House of Rothschild, Oppenheimer's in control of the worldwide economic system, setting up SAC Capital Advisors, setting up Stephen Cohen, setting up this system of European Gentile Jews and European Gentile so-called Christians. These are the synagogue of Satan, made up of Gentile Jews and Gentile Christians who use Jew and use Christian fictitiously to set up systems economic to pilfer and destroy and take our wealth and resources, and we are destroyed. So Preet Bharara may be sincere, good guy, wants to hold SAC and Stephen Cohen accountable, but he's working under a system that has facilitated SAC and Stephen Cohen. Next issue. UBS to pay $885 million fine for pushing toxic mortgages. Banking giant UBS has agreed to pay an $885 million settlement for deceptively selling mortgage-backed securities to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Under the terms of the deal, UBS does not admit to any liability or wrongdoing, and its executives will avoid charges. UBS is among 18 banks pursued by the Federal Housing Finance Agency for dumping the toxic securities that helped cause the nation's financial crisis. UBS previously paid a $1.5 billion fine for its role in the manipulation of LIBOR, the basis for rates on trillions of dollars in transactions across the globe. We're looking at, once again, this economic system, terrible, satanic, demonic, created by the House of Rothschild, 13 families, Oppenheimers, the affiliate families, wicked ruling class ruling families. This economic system creating faulty mortgages, committing fraud on the people. These fraudulent, toxic mortgages. You use a floating tax rate on mortgages, knowing you draw families into homes and mortgages, knowing you're going to drive the tax rate on the mortgages through the roof, forcing families out of the mortgages and out of homes onto the streets, destroying cities, destroying communities, destroying neighborhoods. You bring other families into the same properties, do the same to those families. Now you have 2, 3, 4, 5 mortgages on one property, no money backing those mortgages, but you sell them to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. You sell them to investors internationally, destroying agencies, destroying families, destroying investors, destroying communities and neighborhoods and cities. I'm thinking of Detroit. I'm thinking of Stockton. I'm thinking of other various cities going through such wickedness. Then, when the investors get hip, begin to understand what's going on, they want their monies. And what was that, Morgan Stanley? Morgan Stanley, also a facilitator of such wickedness. Rather than, now UBS was the insurance banking agency that backed these securities. Morgan Stanley was a facilitator of such wickedness. Was it Morgan Stanley? I hope I'm saying this correctly, sisters and brothers. But mortgage company, I believe it was Morgan. Yeah, Morgan Stanley. We have to see Morgan Stanley is the next issue. Let's go ahead and read our next issue. Judge clears discrimination suit against Morgan Stanley. A federal judge has cleared a lawsuit accusing Wall Street giant Morgan Stanley of encouraging the targeting of African-American homeowners in Detroit. The plaintiffs in the case include five black Detroit residents who say Morgan Stanley helped subprime mortgage lender New Century Mortgage Company issue loans likely to push borrowers into foreclosure. In the ruling, U.S. District Judge Harold Bayer tied Detroit's current bankruptcy woes to the actions of major banks, writing, "It is not difficult to conclude that Detroit's current predicament, at least in part, is an outgrowth of the predatory lending at issue here." So Morgan Stanley creating fraud, subprime mortgages, fraudulent mortgages, raising the tax rate on mortgages so high, pushing black families, brown families, non-white families into the streets, having this done multiple times on the same addresses. Then UBS backs these mortgages with insurance monies by the millions, and UBS and Morgan Stanley together working this fraud, selling this fraud, selling these subprime mortgages, which are fictitious mortgages backed by nothing, to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and international investors. International investors become hip to the wickedness going on, demand their money back. UBS was on the hook to pay the money. Morgan Stanley and UBS, they turn not to themselves, but to the American people, and you have the bailout begun under Bush, continued under Obama, bailing out the banks, bailing out UBS, bailing out Morgan Stanley. And they continue to get over and get away with such wickedness and such destruction. The next issue. North Carolina Senate approves anti-abortion law. North Carolina State Senate has passed sweeping restrictions on abortion contained in a motorcycle safety bill. You have the government playing both sides of the abortion issue. Judge in Alabama delays anti-abortion law. You see, okay, and also pro-choice activists launch cross-country abortion rights freedom ride. So you have some who believe in abortion, citizens, women, it looks to be mainly white women, who believe in abortion, taking a page from the freedom rides of civil rights in the 50s and the 60s. So they want to ride for abortion rights being afforded to women. But what you have is Republicans playing to religious women, religious people, right-wing many times white supremacists, white skinned privileged types, but religious people, not just white religious people, but black, brown, red, yellow church people, religious people. So they come out and say, we're against abortion. The Republicans, they don't mind warfare, bloodshed, killing people when they're adults. They don't mind the system that we just described a few minutes ago, economic system, destroying families, destroying men, women, and children. They don't mind destruction when you're grown. But in order to facilitate unity from the religious community, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, they hold up anti-abortion laws, anti-abortion rhetoric to divide religious black, brown, red, yellow, and white from non-religious black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Then the Democratic Party, they come out and say, oh, we're for abortion rights. We want women to have control over their bodies. We want women to have control over whether or not they want to deliver a child to full term. So we want them to have access to abortion. And then they draw and solicit unity from non-religious black, brown, red, yellow, and white, and even some liberal religious black, brown, red, yellow, and white. I stand back. We stand back as Elohim, as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. We say that we understand that Planned Parenthood and abortion is a scheme by the eugenicists, those who adhere to eugenics and the destruction of poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white, and created abortion, created Planned Parenthood, created Margaret Sanger, created eugenics and genocide to destroy poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white babies. Because these babies killed and destroyed through abortion and eugenics and genocide are the gods and the goddesses, the Elohim, that would have been the solution to our problems, but have been killed and destroyed. And we say we understand women suffering rapes do not want necessarily to carry that child to term. We say to men, recognize that you are a god and recognize that the woman is a goddess and cease assaulting women. Cease attacking women. Cease misusing and abusing women. And with that spirit, let's go back to Ezra and try to see what we can see in the remainder of our time. Verse 24 in chapter 8 of Ezra. Then I separated the 12 of the chief priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and the 10 of their brethren with them. We are saying to each other that we are the priests. All of us are made priests and priestesses when we understand this message. We must cease abusing each other, destroying each other. We must recognize that we are the priest and the number 12. See, numbers are holy and righteous and agencies that teach us the reality of the Most High in the universe. My minister, Louis Farrakhan, has taught in the past that the Kaaba, the holy Kaaba, which is a representation of the universe, the root number of the Kaaba is 12. And we know 12 hours in a day, 12 hours in a night, 12 tribes of Israel, 12 apostles, 12 disciples, 12 signs in the zodiac, 26,000 years in the reverse zodiac to go through the zodiac in a reverse pattern. So this is science, African science of numbers. And so we are looking at 12 and the separation of ourselves as priests of the Most High Father and the Most High Mother Yahweh Yahovah, the principles of life and existence for all. We must see each other as priests separated. The word separated is badal, divide, separate, sever, separate, distinction, difference, divided into parts. See, we're separating from the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We're separating from this wicked system of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction. Separated to be the chief priests. The word chief, prince, ruler, leader, chieftain, official, leader. So we are to rulers, ruler of rulers, patron angels, merchant princes, elders, wardens, rulers of God. So we're the Elohim, and we are to be rulers of each other. Rulers, gods and goddesses, rulers of gods and goddesses. Merchants, meaning rulers in trade and commerce. We are to be the rulers of this earth on behalf of the Most High, by the permission of the Most High, Yahweh Yahovah. Chief priests. The word priest is Cohen. Interesting that Stephen Cohen has this name, Cohen, from the African Hebrew Israelite language, but he is a fictitious Cohen doing the bidding of the house of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers to destroy black people, brown, red, yellow, and poor working class white people economically. But we are the true Cohen. We are the true, what is this word Cohen? This word Cohen is the word for priests. We are the true priest, the true Kohen. 3:5-4:8, Hebrew side. Priest, principal officer, chief ruler, priest king, as in Melchizedek, the king of righteousness. And we say Melchi is also queen, queen of righteousness. That word king rooted in another word that means king and queen. So we are the kings and queens of righteousness. We are the Messiah people. It says pagan priests. So Stephen Cohen is a pagan priest, but we are the righteous priests of Jehovah or Yahweh Yahovah. Zadokite priests. And Zadok is the word for righteousness. Aaronic priest. I can't remember what Aaron means. But we are the righteous priests set aside for righteousness and truth and justice. Priest, and then the priests here are Sherebiah. What does Sherebiah? What is the definition of Sherebiah? Jehovah has scorched. Jehovah Yahweh Yahovah, defined as existence, existing and living existence for all, and scorched is Sharav, 8:2-7:3 Hebrew side, burning, scorching heat, parched ground, the heat of the sun. So we're looking at the sun, and we're looking at Ra. We're looking at the heat of the sun. We're looking at the heat of knowledge and wisdom. We're looking at the sun as that agency to grow vegetation. Sherebiah, we're coming with the power of Yahweh Yahovah. We're coming with the power of Amen Amenet, that hidden and unseen power that acts through the sun to give heat and symbolically to give righteousness and truth and the illuminating knowledge to illuminate our minds. What is this other priest? Hashabiah. This word is 2:8:1:1 Hebrew side. Kash av Yah. It means Jehovah has considered. And the word considered is to think, esteem, think, account, devise, charge, impute, regard. So we're moving into the thinking of Yahweh Yahovah. We're moving into the thinking of Yahweh Yahovah as realized through the scientific study of solar science, lunar, astral science, and says, and 10 of their brethren with them. So you have 10 and you have 2 making the 12. And we see that numbers are holy and righteous. And etymologists mostly agree that this word is formed from the idea of the conjunction of 10 fingers. And so you have 10 fingers used for the number 10. And then you have two added to make the 12, and you have the word brethren, which is ach, 251, Hebrew side, meaning brother, brother of parents, half brother, same father, kinship, relatives. So can we see each other as brothers and sisters? And the ach here is the suffix in ruach, which, and this word ach is masculine, but when you put it together with ruach, which is the word for spirit, Holy Spirit, then that word becomes feminine. And so we're looking at sisters and brothers of the same parents, and we, the poor working class masses of the people, must see each other as brothers and sisters and brethren and kinfolk and friends of each other. Verse 25, and weighed unto them the silver and the gold and the vessels, even the offering of the house of our God, which the king and the counselors and his lords and all Israel there present had offered. And the title of this lesson is Gifts for the Temple. And we must see each other as the temple. And we must bring to each other silver and gold. And we must bring to each other vessels. And we must see each other as vessels. And we must see each other as the houses of the Elohim gods and goddesses, and see each other as the Elohim gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. We must see each other as being worthy of gifts to each other, from each other, through each other, for each other. Silver, as I understand it, represents the work of Mother Holy Spirit, and gold represents the work of the Most High Yahweh Yahovah. So the works of righteousness and truth, we must see each other as being worthy, and we must be the kings and the counselors and the lords that will render such service to each other and for each other on behalf of each other. What else here in our few remaining minutes? Offered, 7311, to rise up, to be high, to be exalted, to set on high. So do we see each other as being worthy to be high, worthy to be exalted, worthy of love and truth and justice and righteousness? Do we see each other in that light, that we may offer friendship and love to each other? Verse 26, I even weighed unto their hand 650 talents of silver, silver vessels, and 100 talents, and gold, and 100 talents. I want to see what that word talent is defined as. Talent, 3603. A round weight, a round loaf of bread even. The weight of gold, silver, bronze, iron, but a round loaf of bread, a round district. So it has to do with circle, around, and is rooted in dance. 3769, karar, means whirl and dance and whirling and dancing. So we're looking at the universe as that whirling and swirling reality. Notice how the universe made of circles and swirls and whirls. Whirling, this is a verb, whirling, producing life. And so the circle here, the talent is the word in the African Hebrew kakar for circle and round. So we're looking at districts as a round reality, a round district. So territory on the earth and loaves of bread having a round type circular pattern, bread we eat. So we're providing bread, we're providing land wealth resources, we're providing gold, silver, bronze, iron, we're providing resources from the earth, metallurgy, the African science of extracting wealth from the earth on behalf of the people, for the people. We're giving gifts to each other, we're providing land wealth resources and territory for each other, and the root of this is rooted in the word
Karar, which means whirl, dance, circle, and our African ancestors would dance in circles and patterns because this was science. The African ancestors were scientists and are scientists who understood the dance and the circle, and the Native American sisters and brothers who were Africans and the red man and woman. African scientists dancing in swirling patterns. The pattern of the universe, the pattern of sun, moon, stars, the pattern of the African scientific zodiac. So we must see each other as Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, temples, mosques, cathedrals, and we must dance the dance of the universe and provide gifts and talents for each other that we may thrive and not only subsist, but thrive to the fullest extent. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.
Amen.